My friends and I have known each other for 6 years, since sixth grade. I remember us being tiny sixth graders, looking at the seniors then. We couldn't wait to be them. Now we will be, but it won't be the same.
Hey, my name's Trinity. I'm a 16 going on 17-year-old girl, about to enter my last year of high school. Something I've looked forward to since the beginning of my school career in kindergarten. Yet, it's hard to look toward my senior year with anything but fear and sadness because of, well, you know. All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Everyone knows about it by now. The coronavirus pandemic has taken over the world, the country, the state, and now my senior year. The highly contagious disease will shape the fundamental transition year I need to go into adulthood. So, I decided instead of keeping all the fear, sadness, excitement, and every other emotion I'm feeling inside, I would invite my two best friends to come talk about it with me, to give adult listeners a sneak peek into the mind of a high school senior.
What do you think is the biggest disconnect between the way adults process the pandemic and the way teens process it?
I think there's a disconnect between, like, the intensity of the situation.
I know people's parents who are like very strict about it and don't let them see anyone. And then my parents are more relaxed and they let me go out.
Oh yes, I've seen all of your Instagram pictures. Looks like you're having the time of your life.
In the beginning of quarantine, I actually did go to a party, but my parents were like, yeah, no, that was a bad idea. But I didn't get corona, thankfully.
I feel like every time I go out somewhere, like, after 2 weeks pass, I'm like, oh, thank God, I don't have corona now.
Me too.
And then there's, like, the two-week period, and I'm like, do I have corona?
And yeah. You're breathing fine.
I can breathe.
Yeah.
We're going to be seniors.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. So what's something you've always looked forward to about senior year?
Definitely senior privilege.
For me, freshman year, in Mr. Clark's civics class, Julia and I made a high school bucket list. And it's very detailed. It has things like go to a Camila Cabello concert or be cheerleaders, like that time when we joined up for cheerleading.
You didn't get in.
That's never happening. Or like go on a road trip. We have like weird things on here, but I feel like those things will not be happening. We won't be going on a road trip anytime soon.
Oh, we
We're
could
definitely
do that.
Not being cheerleaders. Oh yeah, I guess we could if we did it like.
We could do
if
a road
you think
trip.
About it, yeah, we could go to the beach. But
okay, so what's like the number one thing you'll miss out on for senior year?
Probably my senior football season. There's rumors floating around, but nothing's confirmed yet. So I've actually been playing football since middle school. Your senior season is like you get your senior game and you get your last homecoming game. Like it's just every sweet moment is that much sweeter in your senior season, you know?
Because it's like, that's the last time.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something I'll definitely miss, like, because of corona for senior year, like, the sense of community, like, especially in theater, like, if we're not able to, we won't have that community. What do you think about that?
It makes me sad. Honestly, my favorite part is just seeing people. That's what I just did. I like goofing around in class and learning. I enjoy learning a lot.
When online school happened, I didn't really go to class, like, at all.
Me too.
I had all A's, and then the grades were locked, so I was like, my grade can't go down, so I really don't feel the need to go to class. But I feel like that's because I didn't have you guys there with me or Julia, you know? So I feel like I need friends there with me. Like, my peers push me to succeed.
Me too. I've always said that. I always feel like the classes where I have friends, I do the best in.
Yeah, and they're talking about that, like, two-day thing. And I'm also thinking they're talking about, like, doing it by, like, name. And so I was, like, going through alphabetically, like, who would I have to class with?
No.
Yeah.
Trinity, we would be together, though.
Yeah.
I think I would be with Julia.
Honestly, guys, if you really think about it, I haven't had, like, a long, healthy relationship in high school. It's either been, like, 1 month or like on again, off again, and super unhealthy. So I won't even have like my high school sweetheart, like in the movies. Who am I kissing during corona?
Can't relate.
So let's talk about lunch and the windowsill, which we probably won't get to do now.
I know.
I don't know how they're going to do lunch.
We eat in class, I think.
What?
Yeah, we're eating in class.
Oh, what? No.
How can they do that, though? Because we'll be in class without masks on. How can they?
I know. There's no, like, right way.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Firstly, no. Like, no.
They can do one-way hallways, but there's literally a hallway where it's impossible to do a one-way hallway.
I am not going to the bathroom. There is no way that is happening.
I also feel like our school, like, we have rules already that teachers are supposed to follow, that students are supposed to follow, but no one follows it anyway. So it's like...
Oh, yeah. There's totally going to be middle schoolers running around with no masks. Like, just for fun. Yeah.
Or, you know how, like, people flirt with each other or something? I feel like they're still going to be that, and they'll be like, oh, give me my mask back.
I thought I saw a thing. It was like, if everyone wore a mask for 6 weeks, we would be done.
No, the United States has not done things efficiently. Like, you look at, like, the chart on the website of whatever has the statistics. Like, all the other countries, even, like, Italy, it's so small. Then you look at the United States bar, and it's so big.
We are an embarrassment to the world. I remember, you guys remember, like, when was it? Like, March or February, when, like, people were talking about Corona, but it seemed so far away. And, like, I knew we were closing down. Like, I literally...
Yeah. Trini, we were literally talking about it. We were like, they have to shut schools down. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys. Goodbye.